As part of their catalogue of sacred writings, many cultures have works that fall into a category called wisdom literature. Tonight's first lesson is part of the Judeo-Christian tradition's corpus. Wisdom literature commonly contains sayings, life lessons, and teachings about right and wrong. It's philosophical, sometimes highbrow, but other times more common sense. Wisdom literature addresses how to get through life, navigate challenging situations, and respond to misfortune. And because of this, it's often the kind of religious writing non-religious people find easier to stomach. It's more age-old wisdom than mythology. Tonight's reading from the Book of Wisdom offers some insight about the deliverance of the righteous, the justification of people thought to be utter failures and hopeless cases. The writers tell of so-called honorable people oppressing those they don't understand, individuals who don't conform to what's normal. But it turns out the oddballs had it right all along. It's the pretentious elite who were eventually shamed. And they're genuinely shocked. "We thought that their lives were madness and that their end was without honor," they said. "They seemed crazy to us, a disgrace to all that was dignified." However, the perspective of the maturity of ages reveals a kind of justice for the unconventional. History has borne this out. So many people have surprised the world with their achievements. Steven Spielberg, the virtuoso blockbuster filmmaker, couldn't get into film school. He was rejected twice. The poetic justice is that the same university that turned him down went on to name a building after him. Thomas Edison, the inventor of Spielberg's artistic instrument, the motion picture camera, received a report from a teacher that he was too stupid to learn anything. Fortunately, no one paid attention to that teacher. The author of the Dr. Seuss books was rejected by over 20 different publishers. I bet they're kicking themselves today. It's all good and well to talk about folk with a perspective of who they turned out to be. It's nice to be able to celebrate with them. The naysayers look like idiots. But they didn't always. It's worth remembering that the good guys in these stories went through intense trials and unrest. They were snubbed and disrespected. Those with power held keys to doors they had no intention of opening. You wouldn't blame our heroes if they decided to pack it in. They likely asked themselves multiple times, "Why am I even bothering?" Insults and abuse can have an enormous impact. If they sink in, they can alter the human psyche. Tell it to people often or convincingly enough, and folk will sooner or later believe the myth that they're no good. So you have to give people who persist dual credit, really. Not only must they overcome the obstacles everyone else does, but they must also confront and conquer their internal demons, insecurities fed by the abuses of others. You might guess that different religions share some things in common. And you'd be right. Is it any surprise that people searching for meaning, integrity, and direction might, in their search, uncover similar answers? As a person of learning, you understand that. All kinds of things point toward the truth. And here is some ancient wisdom, sage advice worth paying attention to. Don't let anyone tell you you're stupid. You're not. Don't believe it when someone, even someone with a great deal of power, tells you that you don't have potential. You do. Not everyone recognizes your gifts. Not everyone is ready for what you have to say or do. You scare some people. Others just don't understand you. It's been like this for ages. The saints, the pioneers, the ones closest to understanding something divine, are often derided. Listen to those who've been there, done it, and got the t-shirt. The scholars of time want to remind you of something. The weirdo, the outsider, the person others doubt, are folk to watch out for. So, be one to watch out for. And don't get discouraged. Those who think so little of you are in for a surprise.